Has it warmed up just a little bit, or are we close to 10 below instead of 20 below?
Yes, I think so. The car moved a little bit easily.
Oh, boy.
Easier, so.
I'm sure for many, even if you have a car in your garage, when you cranked it this morning, it's just like, oh, please crank.
Yes.
Yeah.
I ended up taking Nate to work. I said, don't even try. I'm leaving. So you can ride with me and go home and give Abby a ride. So
there you go.
Everyone will be happy, including the cars.
There you go. There you go. Nice job this morning. Senator Merman had his weekly conference call. I got a chance to listen in a little bit of that. And always a lot of big developments in Lincoln going on right now.
Yes. And it's amazing how that impacts us, even though we're so far away, too. So we have the senator's phone calls for chamber members. The next one will be in 2 weeks. He did request that we move it back to 8:15. So if you are a chamber member, those links are in the e-blast that go out on a weekly basis. We also have, for the retail meeting, Zoom links as well. We had some difficulties this week, but next month we'll have our retail meeting in person and then over Zoom. I will be sending out a recap on that as well through the e-blast. So if you have missed it, be watching for that. But yesterday we had our regular board meeting, and it was a short meeting. We talked about all of the events coming up. We have the bash. It's moved back to the Bricks. It just makes sense with the car show and the cruise and everything going on to move it back downtown. So it will be downtown on C Street, hopefully. Got to go to City Council and have that approved first. But it will be June 28th. And then we will have the Sidewalk Sell event, Family Fun on the Bricks. That is July 17th, so that's a third Thursday. And then Heritage Days is September 20th. And we will, so the theme this year for Heritage Days is Once Upon a Time. And we didn't specify fairy tales. We just want people to use their imagination. So the theme is Once Upon a Time. But we are still having the Oktoberfest in the evening. And so same thing as last year, polka band. Adam from the Copper Mill is going to be doing the German food. We'll have the German beverages. And so we would just want to encourage everyone to come out and join us. Again, that is September 20th. Theme is Once Upon a Time, but the Oktoberfest will be continuing as a tradition. We will have the wiener dog races again, the free throw contest, mm-hmm. the cute baby contest, and we're the registration for parade entries and for vendors is already open. Just go to our website and sign up for those. We're hoping to have a food alley this year. So twice the amount of food trucks. So we already have 6 people registered.
Awesome.
So,
that's good.
Yes. Yep. We're excited about Heritage Days. And then we will have Noel on Norris in December, that first Saturday. And this past year, we did something different where Parker sponsored the movie, and Red Willow County Tourism helped with the Fox Theater. And then Walmart had a donation for the train. And so that is something that I think I would like to continue, is the following weekend on the Sunday have something for families. I noticed that there were a lot of dads who brought the kids out to the movies. And so I had to chuckle because I knew mom was at home wrapping gifts and doing what she needed to prepare for the holiday season. And so that was quite awesome to see too. And the weather all last year worked out. So hopefully the weather cooperates this year, too. So that's our events. Again, our website, Facebook page, we'll have everything. So we just kind of ran through the events, the ribbon cuttings. We did postpone the ribbon cutting for today at 2 o'clock, so we won't have that. But we do have a ribbon cutting at Highland Park Retirement Community on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. And then March 14th, we're going to have another ribbon cutting at the Rustic Market on 1st. That one will be at 4 o'clock, too. So just be watching social media, e-blast. You don't have to be a chamber member to get the community e-blast. So if anybody would like to keep up to date on what's going on in the community, they can either email or call the office to be added to the community e-blast. Then we focused the rest of our meeting on the app. We can see the analytics on the amount of people who are downloading it and using it. So it's a lot of fun to see that. I find myself at the office and at home using it. When I have people calling in asking for phone numbers, I just actually pull up the app because I know where to look, and it's a lot easier. With Nate, I told him to bring home his calendar so I can mark down all the tennis meets, and I went to the app. So as a mom trying to balance everyone's schedules, that's where that app comes in very handy. Yeah. So you have the community calendar, so if you want to attend anything, the community calendar is on there. The school activity calendar is linked on there. Both of the Kiplinger and the Alice Arena, they're linked on there too. And then Carol from Tourism has linked the Prairie Chicken Tours. We also have the job board attached there. The calendar and the job board has been the part of the app that's had the most hits. The job board and the calendar, they update every 15 minutes. So everything that we have information to on our website is also linked on that app. We encourage anyone can add events to the community calendar. You just go to our website, click on the community calendar, there's a plus sign, and then I'll get notification and approve it. The job board, any chamber member, I encourage them to, if you have job openings, get that listed because it is a great resource too. We have so many things that we can do. I'm working on with the app. If you don't have to link a credit card, you don't even have to have an account. But if you do sign up with an account, if you favorite a business or like with Heritage Days, we can send out notifications. So like for the Oktoberfest, if the weather is not cooperating and we have to move it indoors, we can send out notifications saying, hey, Oktoberfest has been moved to this date. Be watching the app too for a different community when we have Buffalo Commons Storytelling Festival, when we'll have the Third Thursdays, when we have Heritage Days, the Bash, the Sidewalk Sale event, we'll have a separate community that will pop up on top above the Welcome to McCook, and that will just have all of that information for that activity right there at your fingertips. You'll be able to purchase tickets through, it'll link you to a website where you could purchase tickets, like with Buffalo Commons, to their storytelling events. If I know they have a couple special events that you can purchase tickets to. The Bash, right now, the concert, we're not charging for tickets. So that's why it's so important. We want to give back to our community and to our members, and having sponsors and having memberships helps us to have the events. The Lunch and Learns we'll have coming up as well. And so it's not slowing down at
no,
all.
No, absolutely not.
So
I got to ask you, going back to the Heritage Days, have you got the polka band reserved?
No.
That was okay.
Today and tomorrow is my designated day. I've already struck out three times, so I'm hoping not to get to 23 this year, but you never know. And I'm also hoping, I'm trying to find the fun bands too, that once they see that this is an established event, they'll be like, okay, this is worth it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, trying just to get all those bands lined up. And there's a lot of behind the scenes. The earlier we start, it always feels like, okay, we're getting caught up, but no, there's always a wrench thrown in the plan. So it just helps to start planning a little bit earlier. So we'll see.
And the decision to move the Bash, you know, Heritage Hills thanked those folks for what they did the
Absolutely.
Last couple of years, but
yes.
Just felt like downtown would be better.
Yes, I felt last year being our first year, there's no electricity out there, so we have to bring in a provider to, and a lot of people don't realize, you know, the chamber director, the electrician, we're out there until 1 or 2 in the morning because we have to make sure everything's picked up so Heritage Hills can continue business right. The next day. And I was pretty thankful for my husband because he let me sleep in and he went out and cleaned up the hitting range. So
yeah.
the golf course could have business as usual. And so it takes a lot of volunteers for those events. And Adam at Ravenswood Electric, we appreciated him so much for being out there. And like I said, he brought out the Rhino boxes and made sure that the barbecue competition had electricity, that we had electricity. And so we just decided, and it was, I got a lot of feedback. It was hard because they wanted to participate in the cruise or wanted to watch the cruise, but they had to pick between the concert and the cruise. And so this will just make it so the food trucks are down there, the concert is down there, so everyone can enjoy everything and all day long.
Yeah, all in one area right there.
Yes. Yep. So it'll be a busy time again for McCook, which is awesome.
Did you say, have you got the bands yet or music-wise?
We're still working on that. The other piece of the puzzle is Tour Day Nebraska will be in McCook at that same time. Mm-hmm. And so that's not what you think of, like Bike Across Nebraska. This is a group that's coming in just to tour Southwest Nebraska. So they'll have anywhere to 400 to 500 extra people in town. And so McCook is the last stop. And so they have their banquet and the celebration. So just trying to work with the numbers on making sure we accommodate the visitors and then also the community, because it is a community event and we want to make sure that we can provide for the community. So, yes, if anybody has any questions, my phone number at the office is 345-3200. Email address is director@mccookchamber.org. Website is a huge source of information, and that's mccookchamber.org. And then Facebook. Look us up on Facebook. We're constantly updating information on social media as well. So, and then the app is called Explore McCook. Mm-hmm. It has a little burgundy background and the bison with the on the front of it. And again, you don't have to sign up for an account and you don't need to pay for anything, but it is a great resource. I found myself ordering pizza through the app through Citadeli. And so it's nice to have that option as well. And everything is right there at your fingertips. So
make sure you download that thing on your phone.
Absolutely.
Again, the Chamber meets every third Wednesday. That third Wednesday is already here and gone. It just goes fast.
Yes, it was. I felt like I haven't seen my board forever, though, because January just keeps going and going.
Right, exactly. February is a short month.
Yes.
So.